From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. In Pakistan, two U.S. drone missiles have reportedly killed six suspected militants in the tribal area of North Waziristan. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Islamabad. The strikes coincide with demonstrations against such attacks.
In recent days, hundreds of local tribesmen have taken to the streets of the main North Waziristan city of Miram Shah, calling for an end to the missile attacks that they say are killing innocent people. With Pakistan either unable or unwilling to eradicate Taliban-allied militants in the area, the United States has intensified missile strikes with the tacit approval of the Pakistani government. News agencies quoting intelligence officials say that missiles destroyed a house in a village 25 miles west of Miram Shah. Hours later, a pair of suspected militants was targeted while riding a motorcycle in the same village. It's not clear what role the militants who control the area have played in the anti-drone protests, but organizers say more are planned. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
President Obama is expected to outline his agenda for improving the economy and boosting employment when he gives his State of the Union address on Tuesday. In an online video to supporters, Mr. Obama provided a preview and cites jobs as his key concern. Republicans, like House Majority Leader Congressman Eric Cantor, say they will be looking for something else.
The question is, does the president now embrace what the electorate said, which is, we reject your agenda, Mr. President. We understand the results have not been there. Let's try it a different way.
Cantor appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. He says the president's focus should be on spending cuts and smaller deficits. An Arctic front is bringing sub-zero temperatures to the northeast. Forecasters say temps could dip to minus 20 along Lake Ontario, minus 15 as far south as Pennsylvania. It'll certainly bring a chill to today's AFC and NFC football championship games in Pittsburgh and Chicago. In the NFC matchup, the Bears are hosting the Green Bay Packers at Soldier Field. Chicago Public Radio's Alex Keefe has more on that historic rivalry.
Not since 1941, just a week after the attack on Pearl Harbor, have the Bears and the Packers faced off in the playoffs. On the line this time is a trip to Super Bowl 45 in Dallas, and as Bears coach Lovie Smith spoke to this week, bragging rights and one of football's fiercest rivalries.
There's always a team that you have to beat. To have to beat the Packers to get to the Super Bowl, our ultimate goal is the only way it should be, and we embrace that.
Everyone from governors to mayors have placed bets on their home team. Even the Catholic Church has gotten involved, with Chicago's Cardinal betting a deep dish pizza against the Milwaukee Archbishop's basket of cheese. Chicago and Green Bay met twice during the regular season and split both games. For NPR News, I'm Alex Keefe in Chicago.
This is NPR News from Washington. This weekend marks the 38th anniversary of the landmark Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion known as Roe v. Wade. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports people on both sides have not backed away from their efforts to preserve abortion or try to make the procedures illegal.
Tens of thousands of people are traveling to Washington, D.C., and thousands are participating in events at state capitals. Those who oppose abortion continue to pass state laws, including efforts to limit abortions later in pregnancy. One law passed in Nebraska bans abortions after 20 weeks based on the theory that fetuses can feel pain. Other states require women receiving abortions to have an ultrasound and someone to force women to hear a description of the fetus. Abortion rights activists say they're fighting to protect women's legal right to abortion and their right to privacy in making medical decisions. Some have called on the Justice Department to launch a broader federal investigation into what they say is harassment of doctors and staff at clinics across the country. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
Today is another day of rehabilitation for Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Her husband, astronaut Mark Kelly, tweeted this morning that there are no weekends off, and Giffords would be involved in a second day of rehab as she recovers in intensive care at a Houston hospital. Egyptian officials say they've found conclusive evidence an al-Qaeda-linked group was behind the New Year's Day suicide bombing that killed 21 and injured about 100 outside a church in Alexandria. The interior minister believes the Gaza-based Army of Islam was behind the attack. Officials say at least five Egyptians are currently being held in connection with that bombing. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington. Support.